I ain't never dated a white boy though. Y'all single? Damn. Y'all really pissing me off. They said it in unison too. No. Nobody single. I was gonna try it. I ain't got no friends for me, nothing. Waiter. Excuse me, sir. You single?
No, ma'am.
Damn. You said it like you single. You just don't gonna fuck with me. No, ma'am. Don't wait for it. This is still not a cow, bitch.
As you can hear, that is just a little bit of my stand-up. I like to put those clips at the beginning of the audio so y'all can hear my stand-up. Some people don't even know I'm a stand-up comedian, but I've been doing stand-up for 6 years, y'all. And I am on tour right now. The Still Standing Comedy Tour is coming to a city near you. Cleveland, Ohio, April 26th, 27th. Raleigh, May 3rd and 4th. Tacoma, Washington, May 10th and 11th. London, UK, baby. I am coming one night only with B. Simone. The Still Standing Comedy Tour is May 18th. London, get your tickets now. Do I have a lot of London fans? Are y'all listening to me over there in London? Let me know in the comments, and let me know if y'all are in London. Louisville, Kentucky. Did I say that right? Louisville. You got an S, but some people say Louis, some people say Louis, but I'm coming. May 24th, 26th, Ontario, California, June 7th and 9th, Dallas, Texas. That is my hometown. June 13th, I will be at the Majestic Theater. We are going to sell that baby out. I'm going to have some surprise guests, so get ready for that. That's going to be a really big show on this tour. Chicago, Illinois, July 12th through the 14th at the Improv. Washington, D.C., July 26th, 28th at the Improv. All of these cities, if you heard your city, you're in a surrounding city, make sure you pull up to the Still Standing Comedy Tour. Tickets are available at officialbsimone.com. Y'all, let's get into the show. I know y'all ready for this guest, Pretty V. Oh my gosh, y'all, what the heck? I'm about to say, what the freak? I was about to say, what the fuck? But I'm watching my mouth. I'm doing so good. Go back to my old videos and see how many times I cussed in a video, in a skit, in anything. Now go to these videos. What? That percentage is right here, baby. Welcome back to Let's Try This Again podcast with your host, me, B. Simone. Of course, for sure. You know how it go. On the scope. On the flow. With what else? With what else? You know, I'm going to come in like that. I'm about to say you in. While you're over there like, nah, I don't want to go. You about to go neat. Period. With my girl, Pretty V, virtual class. Y'all already know, every time I ask, who y'all want to see on the pod? Who y'all want to see about Pretty V? She, like, y'all already know she going to come. And we actually already shot a whole episode. But I didn't like the aesthetic. And it was like, just, you know, feeling the vibes. And I was like, come back. We're going to scratch that one. Should we scratch it? Or I could put it on Patreon.
You know, you need to put on Patreon because we
it's
did
so
some gym.
Funny.
Yes, and it was some good gems too.
Okay, it was some good gems.
Yeah.
Okay.
You put it on you. Patreon.
Okay, I don't even know if I'm starting a Patreon. If y'all want me to start a Patreon and give y'all extra content like that, stuff of me and Pretty V, because I don't have nowhere else to put it. So, should I start a Patreon or what? I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, put it on Toby.
Yeah. So, you guys, we do these characters, and if you don't already know, my name is Britt.
My name is Ash.
And...
What's your last name, Britt?
Conrad? What was my last name?
I don't even know. Was it Connor?
Was it Britt Connor?
I think it was Britt Connor. But what was mine? You never gave me a last name.
Ash Logan?
Maybe Ash. Ooh, I love Ash Logan.
Ash Logan? That sounds like a name. So you got the new Ash Logan purse?
Ooh. Ash Logan.
Ash Logan.
Did you cut your hair, Britt?
Well, give me a second. It fell out. And that's not even Britt's voice. That is B. Simone. That was a trigger. You see how that triggered?
I got it.
Yeah.
And I always ate it up. Period. Oh, B, I'm so proud of you, friend.
Thank you.
Let's try this again. Big deal. Big issue. Big problem. I think the whole world, all the cameras know.
Where am I? Big deal.
Yeah, big deal.
Can you believe I was with you the day we launched?
Yeah.
And we were in the car in so Miami, confused. My birthday weekend, screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so freaking proud of you.
Thank you.
And number one, what?
number one.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah.
He was like, you've been said that.
She said her cuss words is minimum, but I'm going to say hoes. Y'all hoes thought it. Thank you.
Y'all hoes what?
Thought it.
Y'all hoes thought it. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, number one.
Hoes. Follow me, hoes. Y'all already know that's legit.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
So dope.
Thank you.
And then it means, like, on a serious note, it means, like you said, let's try this again. We spoke about what we spoke about in the first episode, but it's like you said, it was an aesthetically pleasing, but
yeah.
We did so many good gems and stuff, and just to give you your, you know, your flowers, like, this is a big deal.
It's a
we
big
were,
deal.
We were on in Miami, your birthday trip, and you was like, I'm number so-and-so. And then
we watched it go up. I was number 81. Then I was number 23. 81.
Yeah.
Then I was number 14. Then I was number 12. We made it to number 12 in the world, and we made it to number one in our category.
Jesus.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're doing it. You want to tell them about the Miami trip or what? Wait, let's do a, wait, I have so many thoughts.
Yeah.
Let's.
What are you going to say?
I was going to say something on the mic, but I don't know if we want to talk about it because Brad told us not to say it.
Well, tell me. Cover the mic.
Well, Brad totally. He said he fucked Karen.
Karen Brewster?
Karen Brewster.
From 9-1-2-0?
Literally, the one with the split ends.
Why do you fuck her?
I mean, he said he was desperate.
I love that, though. Because she needed it.
She needed
she really had her ball, anyway. And her dad works at Kroger.
No.
Yeah, he's a bad boy.
No.
I was like, Mr. Johnson.
Excuse me, Mr. Johnson, do you know where the cookies are?
He was like, I'll too. I was like, whoa, he's here. Yeah, like he's here. Like he went to the customer service. It was the customer service. Mr. Johnson. She was like, yeah. And then he pointed me to the Western Union and I was like, what is that? Did he need any money? The economy is going bad, right?
He's a manager, though.
At Kroger?
Yeah, he's moving out. Talk about Mr. Johnson like that. He's let us out at his house all the time. We had those sleepovers.
I know.
Remember when Brandon used to touch you?
Like, you bring back childhood memories. Oh, my.
It's like, don't tell him about Brandon. I got my ass whooped for weeks for that.
Oh, my God.
Where's my phone?
Childhood memories.
So, y'all, that's Brit Nash. Yeah. We just talk, make up stories in our mind as we go. It is ridiculous. Oh, it's ridiculous.
Childhood memories. Traumatic.
But yeah. So traumatic. But yeah, we can just go shopping and forget about all the problems.
That is what they do.
What?
I wish I was like them.
Yeah, I'm totally addicted to Coke, but it doesn't matter. Yeah. I'm rich.
Yeah, or Molly. Like, just go in different places, you know?
Like, kind of, like, just take off like the moon, you know?
For sure.
Just get as high
like,
as you
I'm
can.
I'm the eclipse.
No, I'm the eclipse.
No, I'm the eclipse.
You need therapy. You need help.
The eclipse.
I just like to, like, drift off into my own thoughts.
I like to, like, let the trees, like, move with me.
It's like you are on drugs. But yeah, never mind my addiction. So, and change the subject. Yeah, never mind that. So, Chanel, new bag.
Yeah, new bag.
Have you seen their new collection?
I haven't. Did you see Prada's new?
No, I'm so off Prada.
Like, that's a low blow because I have it.
Well, you need to upgrade.
I know, right?
I know you're bankrupt, but we can get through it.
But no, seriously. Yeah.
Yeah. Brit Nash, y'all. Just
that is
please.
Brit Nash, you guys.
All day.
That is hilarious,
you
though.
You know, white chicks. I'm telling you, we need to remake that.
My mom is obsessed with Brit Nash. She's like, if you get Ron B, please do that.
She'd be like, send me a video of Brit Nash.
When I say she's obsessed with that character, every time I see her,
it's so
that
funny.
New skit, you need to do Brit Nash. She loves
it. We have to do it soon.
I know.
That's like, if y'all go look at our old videos,
old
Brit
videos.
And Ash are literally like, you're Punch Buggy. You remember that video?
Yeah. And then remember when I went over the speed bump? It was right on time.
It was gold. Gold. So good.
Yeah, so what were you going to say? Like, not off the mic?
No, I was being funny.
Okay,
I have nothing to say on that I can't say on the mic. But okay, so look. You know how we do on Wild and Out? If y'all don't know, me and Prissy V are on Wild and Out. The newcomers. Let's do a rap game.
Oh my God. We need to do that. What is it? What we made up in Miami?
What game?
I let my two...
No, we cannot do
what
that.
What is that? What was it? Let my tooth
hang. No, wait, that's not what it was. It was...
Let my tooth hang.
No.
I miss my tooth.
Damn, I miss my tooth. So we were talking about people with those side teeth. Now, right. Who's that? Tyler Chronicles has a joke, and it's so funny. He was like, all right, ladies with side teeth, say... He says, it's quiet in here. Right. I don't hear nothing. But then people be missing that side tooth. If you're getting her tooth, what are you getting, a crown or something?
Like a little thing right here on the side. I can't
show you. You can't even see it. It's way in the back. She's in a little crown, yeah. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Not here or there.
Right.
But she'd be like, I don't even like to laugh because my side tooth be toothing. I'm like, Vina, nobody can see that.
You can't see nothing, right? You can't see all my tooth. It's like, you know, I can feel that it's time to put that thing on. You know, it's just like angry.
So
I think Billions made this. She was like, damn, I miss my tooth.
She's like, damn, I miss my tooth. Yeah. And we just started acting dumb in Miami, y'all. We went to Miami for my birthday. It was the best trip. Thank you.
Oh my God, the best trip.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for helping facilitate it.
It was really good. And I'm happy you had a good time.
It was so good. Y'all hear that? Do it in the mic for audio. I hate when people do that.
I hate people do that.
Do you need a toothpick? What do you need? Do you need a piece of paper? I can, at this point, use my hands.
So,
oh, that's...
So, one thing about it, like, you know...
Jesus.
We all have, you have your wisdom tooth, too?
No, I got mine taken out.
Yes, I got mine taken out, right? But it's that tooth beside it that they said has erupted. And I said, okay, so what does that mean? What I need to go get?
Right.
And they were like, hey, you're going to have to get you a tooth. So I said,
damn, I miss my tooth. Damn, I miss my tooth.
I miss my tooth. No, we got to wrap off it, though.
Okay, go.
Damn, I miss my tooth. Yeah. All that pain, doc, you see me going through that pain. I can't have a bad tooth. Yeah, that shit is same. Yeah, I miss my tooth.
the fact that you gave us two bars and went back to the hook, you're like, that's all I got. I got two bars. I'm going back to the hook.
All of my headaches, damn, I miss my tooth. If you got a bad tooth, that gives you a headache. You ever had a bad tooth?
No. Let's make something very clear. I want to make it very clear and obvious. Oh, my teeth are fine. Well, I don't miss my tooth.
Well, for me, like...
Because I got my tooth.
For me, on the other hand, if you got something going on underneath that, you got to kill it, you know? So, went to the doctor, they killed it. We got to be relatable on here. Y'all had fell in a tooth. Y'all had a cavity. You feel me? So...
I hate that New York doctor said take it out.
And then people understand the tooth is by the heart. You know, it's by the heart. It's by the stomach. It's by the brain. You get a tooth infected.
No, oral health, you guys.
Yes, very.
It can really affect your heart. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so, you know, get your tooth fixed. You're going to walk around with a side tooth gone.
See, I got all smiling.
Look. I got all my sides. You see that? All my sides right there. Oh, sorry, too. It's just the back of the bus that got to get in.
It's the Rosa Parks.
Just one, though. Just one tooth got to get looked at.
That is sick.
Be relatable. Let's try it again.
For sure, try it again. You didn't do the rap game, though, that I wanted to
do. Come on, do it.
So this had a game go. So
is it like the Wild Style joint?
It's like kind of like a...
Sauce thing?
Let me tell you. So I'm going to say, the word is hair. So we have to rhyme with hair, right? So I'm going to say, my favorite fruit is a...
Pear.
Right. So then you have to say the word. And you have to go da-da-da-da-da. And then I have to guess the word.
Okay.
But the clue has to be good so we can guess the word. So the word is hair, so we're rhyming with hair. So my favorite fruit is a...
Pear.
Boom.
I like to...
Stare.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah.
But that wasn't a good clue.
It was a good clue.
Stare. Okay. Sometimes I do and other times I don't.
Dare.
Okay.
It wasn't.
Care.
Oh.
Shoot their dare with niggas.
Right.
No.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Do it again so I can get it. Just do something because that was right.
Okay, dare. I wear jeans and my bell bottoms.
Flare.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I do look little.
What?
Give me a minute.
I was trying to say tear. Tear quiet.
We don't have to play. Like, you gotta go on a beat. Like, okay. It's supposed to go back and forth, like classroom. No, you ain't gotta do that.
Okay. Five.
And it's six. Here, not tear.
Okay. Five.
Sometimes I get my ass whooped, I cry.
Do another one. Okay. Love.
Love. Okay.
Okay.
I pray to the man
above.
Boom.
God sent Noah that
dove.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You about to get me.
Damn, I missed my tool.
All right, you won.
No, I want you to get
you
me.
You like this game so much. You ain't gonna get to the pocket.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, do it one more time. A different word. I don't want to do love. Mm. But you got to go back and forth like that. And whoever I stopped that time, so you won.
Okay.
You get it?
Okay.
Okay. Hat.
Okay.
Okay, hat. I like dogs, but I don't like
cats.
Boom.
I grew up with a bunch of
rats. Uh-huh. I'm about to hit this nigga with a baseball
bat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do no tit or tat.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. When my gun go off, it sound like
yep.
Uh-huh. Mm. Okay. Oh, you trying to think like
okay.
You about to lose.
No, we ain't gonna count down. You said
bra-ta-ta-ta. I said bra-ta-ta-ta.
Okay.
Whatever rhyme with that.
Okay.
Come on, B.
I know I'm
hat, cat,
I got a Missy Elliott line.
You trying to do too much.
Put it on my hood.
You trying to do too much.
Rat, Matt. We said rat. We said Matt. We said cat.
You didn't say Matt.
Oh, a lady's hose down like a... like a...
Matt.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
You got one?
No, you got one.
Matt.
He told me that my big thing looks so...
Fat. All right, I don't think no more because we moving.
He said my thing looks so fat. He liked the way he looked from the
back.
He liked the way I do it like that.
I'm like, ooh, I like this game.
That is an idiot.
I don't want to do this story.
That?
Yeah.
Give me sloppy, sloppy, that in it.
What? Give me sloppy, sloppy from the back. Hey, hold on now. Reverse.
Give me sloppy, sloppy from the back. Like, pull my hair, don't sweat.
Okay.
Literally.
I pull my wig off. Just like, relax.
That's how they was back in the day, though.
Ooh, wee.
It was just so sexual. Put it on my back.
No, they sexual now.
Oh, yeah. I like back in the day.
Sexy red.
She said, I like sexy.
I like that part.
You got to have sexy red on
here. Get it?
Talk to me, sexy.
Now, what are you feeling? Like,
get
what
it
is going
sexy
on in that mind?
Get it sexy. I like her, that though.
I like her so much.
I like her.
Out of all the female rappers, like, in this generation, this genre, who is, like, your top few? I love me some Lotto and Koi. You know I always say that. What you bite?
I think I broke off a feeling.
Damn, I miss my tooth. I look. You see?
Damn. Very, once, first of all, I got all my teeth.
Look at
the thing about it is, though, things got to get right.
The thing about it is, give me a second.
I like, you know what's so crazy? I don't have a top. I just like all of them, you know? Like Lotto, I love.
I love Lotto.
Love Koi. Shen, I don't even know if Shen's a singer or rapper, but I like Shenseea.
She's more stingy.
I think
she do her rapping. Yeah, she do her.
I like Meg.
She's fire.
Yeah. I love Meg.
Yeah.
I like Flo Millie.
Yeah.
I like Sexy Red. So, like I said, whatever comes on, but you know me, I'm like a back in the day girl.
Yeah.
You're going to hear me bump some little Kim before anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all, if you don't know, me and V are both PKs.
For sure.
And people I think they have a stigma about PKs, like how we were raised. Like, was it strict? Were you able to do this? Were you able to do that? I don't feel like I had that experience. Like, being, like, overly religious in the house. Do you feel like your mom was like that?
No.
You don't?
We were listening to stuff. Like, for me,
my, like, we played whatever.
No, my mom, I'm going to be very honest with you. My mom was the one to play gospel and, like, soul and R&B. When I got to my dad's side,
yeah,
we listened to the Heavy D's, the Little Kim, the Jagged Edges, yeah, the Tali Kwalees. Like, yeah, we listened to all those funky hip-hop. My dad loved Janet Jackson, so
yeah,
he was a big Janet Jackson fan. But when it was time to, like, stomp on our devil head,
yeah,
we going to throw on that Shekinah, yeah, glory, you, yeah, know? So my mom knew a lot of funky stuff. She knew a lot of R&B, but her main thing was, like, play that gospel. But it wasn't like, you gotta do that. Like, yeah, you gotta listen to that. No.
It's because the gospel is gonna change the environment.
Yeah.
Oh, like, earlier, is. We were playing something on here. We were like, okay, I don't care, sell a little drug, but don't kill.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't know, we were trying to put on the hip hop or whatever, but it's gonna change the environment. You could really tell, like, what a nigga listening to.
Right.
Like, and them dudes you be dating.
Ooh.
It's like, why are you listening? This is too heavy.
One thing about it, though, I could say, like, I cannot date a guy that doesn't know music.
Like, are you old the same? School music. Yeah, no, I don't think I'm the same like that.
I'm that way.
Yeah.
Because I'm such a family-oriented person. Like, if we outside and we having a cookout,
yeah,
and you just sitting around saying, I don't know this, babe.
Yeah.
I'm going to cheat
like
on you.
Like an old song.
Yeah, I'm going to cheat on you.
Oh, cheating for that?
All cheating for no music. You got to have that music. Because I'm going to go talk to somebody else and I'll be like, oh my God, you know about Bohemian Night?
Yeah. You know Jodeci.
You know Jodeci. You know 112.
I mean, I know those songs, but I don't just turn them on. That's all you listen to. Yeah. That and gospel.
And that and gospel. But I think my husband need to know that.
Can I have some of that?
You run out?
What is that?
A little bit of.
It looks juicy. Thank you. She's giving me some lip gloss, y'all. I like this.
I steal that formula and give it to you. They'd be like, none of that.
For sure. Please.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Ooh.
It looks good.
Got juicy.
It's glossy.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. All right.
But yeah, I got to have a man who knows that. What about you? Well, what is something that a man has to have with you? We know he got to know who God is. That's one.
I think because I'm on my journey of not just believing in God, relationship, I need to see that. I need to see you praying. I need to see you waking up and covering me. I need to see you in your word. I need to see you writing down and learning more about the Creator, not just saying you believe in God.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm doing. You know, our devotions and we're taking the proper steps to try to get closer to him. I need to see my man doing that.
Yeah.
I've never seen a man do that ever. I've never dated a man and seen him open the Bible.
Jesus.
Ever. Ever. You know, in that season, I wasn't doing that.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So we were equally yoked.
Yeah.
I wasn't reading my word like that. Yes, I believed, but spending intentional time with God, having your prayer time, having your meditation time, having your praise and worship time, having your time where you're sitting and reading the word. Because now I turn on my music, I'm like, okay, phone down, move my phone out the way, no distraction, do not disturb, turn on my music, and I just start talking and praying. And before you know it, I'm crying, I'm worshiping, I'm weeping, I'm releasing. I want to feel able to do that in front of my man. If he's at the house, I don't want to be like, ooh, I'm, you know, you're not on the same page as me. So now you think, oh, there she in there worshiping again, or she's done turned on the music, or you think it's an act.
Yeah.
I do this by myself. So I'm going to find somebody that's equally yoked, that is on that same journey too. I think that's the main thing. Somebody that's truly on that kingdom walk. I've had believers. Every guy I've dated has been a believer.
Yeah.
But you're going to open a bottle of liquor before you pop open the Bible. And that's the lifestyle I was in, you know? And I want to make sure in this season, I've never dated. I've always dated with culture. I've never dated the kingdom way. Never. I've never dated the kingdom way. I've never dated sober. This is my first time ever, like, being sober in my life. Every date, every time I was intimate, every time, not every time, I didn't have to get drunk to be intimate, but I'm saying, like, you know, you add a little drink, add a little wine, add a little this, get a little high, whatever, you going out, you know, you're going to see your nigga later. It's like, me dating in the season is so different. So I want to make sure he's on that same walk. So Christ, purpose-driven for sure.
Jesus,
I would love for him to know what he wants to do in life. I would love for every guy that I've dated previously has been trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
I would like to find somebody who's kind of already on that path and
for sure
down the path of knowing their purpose.
Yeah.
And one baby mama or less. One or less.
Yeah, one or less.
I'm not saying no kids, but you're not going to have five baby mamas.
One or none.
One or none.
Yeah.
What about you? Yeah. What's like some of the main things as far as dating and?
I want someone. Again, I'm big on like, you gotta be a Christian for me.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not knocking anybody else. Cause yeah. I mean, whatever the alignment that I grew up, I want to stay in it.
Yeah.
And that's to seek God. And yeah. that's to have the Holy Spirit. That's to have the Holy Ghost.
Jesus
Christ. That's to go into tongues. That's yeah. the covering. Just yeah. to really take it serious.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of people on social media now really taking it serious.
Yeah.
You know, having their moments with God, writing these their thoughts down.
Yeah.
Really speaking, you know, the word freely, you know, yeah. not being ashamed. So I want my man to be the same. I want him to mentally, spiritually, physically, and financially
yeah.
be good to me, you yeah. know, and let's be on the same page yeah. or higher, you yeah. know? So I've dated always with good intentions, and I was never a drinker like that. So I mm-hmm. didn't need to drink, to have a good time. My water gets me in a good space.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like a drinker. I don't like yeah. a man to drink. I yeah. don't want that to be the first thing they yeah. order. You know, let me get a lemon drop, extra cherries yeah. on the side.
Water with lime.
Like, yeah, water with lime, yeah. a tea,
yeah.
you know, some water, you know, yeah. and if it's a vibe, let's do a little wine, a little champagne
or something yeah. like a that. A little celebration.
But all that Hen Dog mixed with a Ciroc,
yeah.
you know, mixed with a, that's like, that's cool for with your homeboys. But with yeah. me, I want to talk to the sober mind.
Wow,
I want to know what
wow.
you have going on. And
yeah.
I get very unattractive if I keep seeing that. And that's a focus for my man. Like,
yeah.
that should not be your focus. I'm
yeah.
here. Talk to me. I'm sober. You know, I don't want to talk to the double-mindedness, because one day you going to tell me that you love me. And then when you drunk, man, I hate you. Remember what you did to me, nigga? Like, what could you talk about? That was 5 years ago. You bring that up.
Uh-huh,
so
uh-huh.
I want to talk to you in a sober mind. So I think yeah. for real, all areas of my man, my husband, they need to have all of that. You need to be a God-fearing man. You need to have manners. You need to have respect.
Yeah.
You need to, you know, stand your ground.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be an alpha man.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have the spirit of discernment
mm-hmm.
for me,
mm-hmm.
because I may be talking to somebody that you may see something before I do.
So you need him to be able to lead spiritually.
Yeah.
I've never had that either.
I need him to lead spiritually.
Have you dated a guy that has done that?
No. I haven't had any leaders yet.
God. Me either.
In the spirit realm. No.
Like, let's go to church. Let's read our word. Let's actually, I'm not dragging you.
I think I'm that.
Yeah.
I'm that person.
Yeah.
Like, I'm that. Then that's what I'm with all that, with all my friends. And I think sometimes too, I just be like, I need somebody just to take my hand.
Yeah.
And say,
and lead,
like,
me.
And lead me and be like, look, do this the right way, or
yeah.
pray this way, you know?
Because yeah.
sometimes, like, I always tell my people, it's like praying the same prayer from 5 years ago. God already heard it.
Yep.
What else
yep.
is in you?
Yep.
So I want somebody to sharpen me too while I hear their prayer. I'm like, wow, I haven't heard those words, you know,
yeah.
or this and that. So I haven't had that.
Is it important to you that your friends and your family like your dude or no? You're like, if I like him, if I feel like he's for me, then that's just what it is.
Oh, Lord.
That's a good question.
I know.
You know, because I think
about
that. I
don't care about my friends. My friends don't like him. Cool, whatever. Y'all got going on. You know?
Right.
My friends ain't got like him.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
But my mother, oh, Lord.
If you were like, this is my husband, and she's like, no, Vina.
Yeah. I'd be like,
look at you. You're like, please.
I know. It's like really patting her on her shoulder.
Yeah.
Like, Mom, you don't see what I see.
Yeah.
You know? So,
but would you trust that? If you really was like this, like if he proposed to me, I would say yes. But my mom is saying no.
Would I trust her judgment?
Would you trust her vision, her eyes, her...
I would.
But would you still be like, let me just see?
I would say, let me just see. Let me just drag it a little
bit. Let me just go down the aisle.
Yeah, and just...
And
no,
see.
That's the thing. I would go down the aisle.
Okay.
I would still, let's see
okay.
before
okay.
I do that.
Okay.
But sometimes too, eruptions start happening
mm-hmm.
by that time. You'd be
mm-hmm.
like, well,
yeah.
there it go. Or sometimes it could be a misjudgment. My mom probably be like, look, I'm misjudging.
Mm-hmm.
You're good. You're
yeah,
good
yeah,
thing,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
but what I see before.
Yeah. He wasn't ready.
He wasn't ready.
Whatever.
So sometimes that's why I drag it, to give it a little bit of time
yeah.
to be like, okay, you know, I see he's doing good.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like I always say, somebody in that's in a space of really knowing on a different spiritual level, I always take that to my heart, because everything that my mom told me has came to pass.
Everything.
Nothing has slipped away. She didn't know. Everything your Yolanda Gibson said
has happened. Her mom is a prophet, y'all. Her mom be speaking. She be knowing.
Everything, when it came down to my friends.
Wow.
When it came down to past relationships.
Wow.
When it came down to my career. she has told me, and it all came to pass.
Wow.
And I've seen her speak life into other people, and it's came to pass.
She does it to me.
So I just, you know, but I, if I love somebody now, mom, I need you to, you know, to respect that.
Respect it.
But I'm not going, if my, now, me and my mom are so entwined. Our spirits are together, right? So I call and say, mom, you know, I, something came to my spirit.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you too.
Yeah.
I, you know, you felt that?
Yeah.
So sometimes if I feel something, she'd be like, you're you in alignment with what I'm thinking. But nowadays, she's just like, whatever makes you happy, happy, but I'm still going to cover you in prayer.
Yeah.
But then it was always like, I'm telling you.
I'm telling you.
That Lamar Wilson.
I know.
Is not
the one. Not the one.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. He's not the one. You need to wrap that up.
She said just like that too.
I'm telling you.
She said, okay, Vina.
You need to go wrap that up. What about you? Does your friends, does it matter? Does your parents, like what?
I think the friends, yes, it matters because I trust my friends' judgment that are around me. So does it fully matter? No. But if they're saying something, that there's something there that I need to pay attention to.
No.
You get what I'm saying? I'm saying like other people's opinion don't matter, but because I trust my friends, these friends that I have in my mind that I'm thinking of, the you, Shekinah, the Pharaoh, like I trust y'all's, like something's off. I trust that because I trust y'all.
Yeah.
And I trust your spirit. I trust your discernment.
Yeah.
So if you catch something's off before I do, I'm going to pay attention to that. I'm not just going to brush it off like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, and that's why anytime we talk about guys or you ask me about guy or what do you, who do you think about him? Or, you know, I always say, if I don't know, I don't know. Cause I don't want to speak. Oh, I like him.
Yeah.
Okay. We, that's cool. You can, somebody can be nice. Somebody can be cool and funny and treat you right. But I don't know if he's the one. If I don't know, I don't know. Sometimes I don't feel any way. And I don't want to speak out of context. And you say that all the time. Like, if Lord ain't telling me to say it, I'm not saying it.
I'm not saying it.
Yeah, I don't want to do that with my friends. So I would hope they would do the same thing. Like say I'm feeling something is off.
Did your friends tell you about your past relationship?
They told me after. So every single friend from my last relationship, every friend was like, I knew he wasn't the one. Or I knew that was, you were going to outgrow him. Or they kind of knew already.
Yeah.
Like, even their dudes were like, no, he's not ready. Or he's not, but they never told me during. I'm like, y'all could have saved me a lot of heartbreak. Yeah. But once again, I might not have been ready to receive it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you got to see on your own. But I think most of my friends knew that that wasn't my husband.
Yeah, I would have been upset because I want my friends to tell me if that's the case.
If you know, no.
If you know, no.
Yeah, you need to say something.
You need to say something.
Yeah. Yeah. None of my friends said nothing.
Was that Rebecca or Cynthia Smith that didn't tell you?
She went back to Ash, y'all. I don't know no Rebecca. She went back to Ash.
Yeah, I would have, because I want to know. If my friends see something I don't see like right away, like for sure, I don't really care about what my friends say because if I'm happy, I'm happy.
Yeah.
But if it's something that they're adamant to tell me,
yeah,
please open tell up me. Your mouth and tell me.
Tell
so
me.
Now I could be like, oh, let me tell you why he does that.
Yep.
Or let me tell you what's going on.
And Vina going to get so deep, y'all. She's going to scare the hell out of you before she tell you something. Hey, B, call me. Call her. What you doing? Nothing. Who you with? By myself. Sit down. I'm like, girl, what is it?
Right.
She's like, well, I'm just going to say this, B. And you, it's just God told me. I'm like, okay, well, if you start off with God told me, spit it out.
You need to spit it out quick.
Quick.
So, I want you to think. And yeah, I think we, like I said, you touched me when we was at the beach one time. Talking about you know, make sure you don't play these games. You know what you got to do, you know, because it's fact. I want to know from my friends, but when I'm in something, sometimes I'm like, all right, if I'm too deep, I mean, I hear nobody.
Yeah.
You know, but if I'm a little lukewarm, I'm here.
If I'm a little looky.
I'm unsure.
One foot in and one foot out. You remember lukewarm from...
I'm from your show. Nikki's in like...
What? Why would we name him lukewarm? We named him lukewarm.
Was that the tea? Was that T?
No, that was Invisalign. We named Invisalign for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Lukewarm was lukewarm because he had one foot in the church and one foot out.
Who was that again?
I got to show you a picture of him.
Yeah. Remember what about the other one that you love? You said him Thug Life?
Thug Life. He really thought it was real.
He thought it was real. He was so serious. He really thought this was real.
I was getting scared, though.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
That was such a good show. You really be like, setting the tone.
Yeah, my boyfriend.
Beast Mountain. Yeah. I'm literally so happy for you. This is amazing.
Thank you.
This is so dope. How do you feel?
I feel good. I feel accomplished. I feel like God kept his promise.
Yeah.
Like, basically, just do what I say.
Yeah.
It ain't no why. It ain't no how. Is this going to work? It's no, do what I say step by step. I think we get so caught up with, what is the end going to look like?
Yeah.
Okay, I see this. I see this. I see this. I see this. God is like, we're going to get to that.
Yeah.
In this season, this is what I need you to do.
Right.
Just start there. Do that. And then, okay, you're obedient. Do this.
Yeah.
I think when we're like, okay, but when I do this, then what? Or what is this going to look like?
Come on.
You're not going to have all the answers.
So what do you do now? What do you do now that's different?
You're saying as far as what? How did I do that?
No, I'm saying, what do you do now? Let's try it again. Like, what do you do now that's different from your previous, you know,
season? I think the main thing, two things. I've noticed so much about who I am and what I've allowed and how I look at my worth, how I feel validated by making everybody else happy. And I only feel good when they're like, thank you, or this or that, or brushing stuff under the rug, people pleasing, boundaries, learning about me. And I said this in the first episode, I will never make another decision without consulting God first.
For sure.
A good idea doesn't mean it's a God idea. My pastor said that. Pastor Darius Daniels, he did a whole sermon thing about it and was talking about, just because it sounds good, every door that looks good is not the door God wants you to walk through.
Right.
So making sure it's okay.
Yeah.
Even like with us, we had some opportunities come up recently and we're like, let's make sure this is right for us.
Yeah.
When we do something, we want to impact the world. We want to go crazy. It's going to happen. I'm not worried about it happening. Anything we touch is going to be gold. It's going to go because people love us individually. They love us together. But let's pray about it first.
Mm.
What do you feel, V? Do you feel like God told you yes? Do you feel like, instead of, this is a great idea, run it.
Yeah.
I feel like before, that's all I did.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great idea. This sounds good. Oh my God, this is great. Everything is aligning. Run it.
Mm-hmm.
The devil ain't presenting nothing that looks like shit.
Mm, come on.
He's presenting stuff that looks amazing too.
Yeah.
Oh, this is, look how glittery it is. Mm-hmm. Look, it looks great. Do that.
Yeah.
So in this season, now and forever, I'm never making another decision without at least consulting him first.
Yeah.
What do you think, God? If it's not right, don't let it happen.
Yeah.
What do you think, God? If it's not right, let it fall through.
Yeah.
Don't let it work. Don't let him show up. Don't let the contract go through. Don't interrupt.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't feel like I did that in every single decision I made. And I think it's important in every decision, even for my birthday. I was like, God, where you want me to be? If you want me to be in Atlanta, I'll be in Atlanta. I want to go to Miami.
Mm.
Cool. I felt peace going to Miami.
Yeah.
I didn't feel no
hesitant,
none off.
Yeah.
Every single decision, I want him involved.
Yeah. Do you feel like you got the right feedback when you dropped everything?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did. Of course, 2% negative.
Yeah.
But I have to understand who I am, the truth.
Yeah.
And don't dwell on people that have no idea who I am. Mm-hmm. Man sees the exterior.
Yeah.
Y'all see everything that's going on out here. And and you will never see my heart.
Yeah.
Even with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, Vina has a good heart. Vina has this, that.
Yeah.
I will never fully see your heart.
Yeah.
Only God knows the heart.
Mm-hmm.
I can know by your actions. I can know by the way you treat me. I can know by the fruit, you know, but it takes time sometimes to see somebody's heart.
Yeah.
People don't know my heart.
Yeah.
So I can't dwell on lies and things that aren't true. I have to focus on when I dropped the messages I got.
Yeah.
Somebody told me, she was like, me and my husband have been trying to get pregnant for so many years and we stopped for 3 years. She was like, because of this first episode, I've talked to him. We're going to try again.
Wow.
Have another baby.
To have another baby.
And I'm going to believe in God's promise.
I love that.
Messages like that are
keeps
like,
going.
This is why God said, just be obedient. Don't ask no questions. I need you to do it for this person, this person, this person, this person, this person, this person. The right audience will gravitate towards me. And if you're not, you know,
a part of that community,
a part of this community, I'm just not for you.
Does that, those negative comments bother you though? Those 2% of people?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
I have to work through that. I have to, and it goes back to the boundaries and people pleasing. I have to work through, why do I care so much about what people think about me? Especially when it's not true.
Yeah.
You know, especially when it's a lie.
Yeah.
Why do you care so much about that?
Yeah.
You know, and it goes
because
back to...
The thing about it is why it bothers you, because there's a little bit of residue of people pleasing. You know, you want people to love you.
Yeah.
You want people to be like, why is it this way when I've been showing my hand,
yeah,
you know, as a clean person from day one.
From day one.
I've been trying to build a brand.
Yeah.
I got support behind the brand. I have something special inside of me. Only you have a certain calling.
Yeah.
God gave it to you. So why is it always these random attacks that happens when I drop something that is so precious that I'm not just keeping to myself? I'm sharing it with you guys. This is free gems that I drop. So why is it? Because there's a little part of you that's still like, love me. Why? Why you guys get on me? Love me. It doesn't happen nowhere else but over here. Why?
Man.
You know, like, man. What the heck is happening? Man. You know? So you just have to, like you said, work on that to know, like, hey, it affects everybody.
Yeah.
You know, it affects even your friends, because they know that they have to come around
for sure
and make sure to comfort you love on you whatever. Or shit, they might be in the bed with their man, and they're like, be calling you. So it affects
everyone.
Yeah, because they care about you. So you have to kind of tell yourself in this season, you know what? It bothers me. I get it. I'm going to intake it. I'm going to hold that thought or those moments captive, and I'm just going to throw that out.
Man.
Because I know it's true.
Man.
The enemy, you can't fight with me.
Man,
I can't see you.
Man.
I can't.
You're a liar.
You're a liar. You come to kill, steal, and destroy. So you have to combat that with the scriptures that you know. And that is your favorite scripture. 29 and what?
Jeremiah 29:13.
Yeah. So then you have to combat that with Psalm 27.
Yeah.
Psalm 23.
Yeah.
You know, so those are the things that you have to hold and say, you know what, devil, not this season.
And
I will not go through that.
I said this to Shekinah recently. I was appalling. I said, my friends don't go through this. I said, I'm always in the media for something negative. I said, Fina doesn't go through this. Quay doesn't go through this. Zoe doesn't go through this. I said, I'm doing something wrong. Mm. Now I'm about to cry. What am I doing wrong? My name is always in some shit for something negative. I'm like, I have to look internally and change what is the pattern that I'm allowing, and that has to stop.
Yeah.
I'm like, I keep going through shit publicly.
Yeah.
We all go through shit privately, but publicly.
Yeah.
And she looked at me, she said, their walk ain't your walk.
Yeah.
You're going to have to carry this stuff, and you're going to have to get closer to him and get where he wants you to be aligned.
Yeah.
Some things, we done made our own mistakes.
Yeah.
It ain't always the devil.
Yeah.
Oh, the devil after me. Well, no, you chose to do that.
Yeah.
You were not acting out of wisdom.
Yeah.
You were not acting out of insight. You were just acting out of flesh and making bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But other things, it's like, why is this? I get tired, right? Yeah. So I'm working on shifting my environment, shifting who's around me, shifting my mindset, becoming more of a assertive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? We got to guard these gates.
Yeah. And shifting your conversations too.
That's it.
You don't want to have this. You don't want to have people when you're so predictable, they know you.
Yeah.
You got to get them in a space of they don't really know me.
Yep.
You got to let them know. And I'm in that space of, you know, I mean, I've always been in that space. Like, you don't really know me. I don't give the world too much of me. So you have to look at somebody's lifestyle in that space, take what you can, be inspired by it, and be like, you know what? I'm going to try that. Because we all look at Oprah Winfrey lives. We look at all these Tyler Perry. Like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
But in a different way.
Yeah.
But I don't give the world all that.
Yeah.
You know, because I was taught that.
Yeah.
You know, coming into the industry. You know, my mom and, you know, dating different people and letting them know. Well, not dating people. Yeah. Even me, like, little one. just to tell me, like, you don't got to be all over the place.
You don't gotta do all that.
You don't gotta do all that. Stay dope. You made 6.4 million followers. You got 6.4 million followers by yourself. You see that? Stay in that space. And then, of course, coming out of that shell and collabing with folks. But when it's time for you to, you always feel uncomfortable when you're in a room you don't need to be in.
Yeah.
You know, you always gonna be like, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
You know, even when it's good vibes, you're like, I have my time.
Yeah.
And they'll miss you.
Yeah.
You know, if you, the friend that's lingering around, or the friend that got approved to somebody that you could be at their crib, and you know you actually outgrown them, we'll tend to stay on somebody else's couch that we outgrown.
Yeah.
You only do that.
Yeah.
I outgrown actually this house, this conversation.
I'm just
actually trying to let you know that I'm asking in your good grace and your space.
Right.
I don't really want to be here.
Right.
So I've learned to not give the world all of me. And that's why I just, when I move a certain way. And when I get out of, a place or my house, it's like, oh, should I know if he lived out so-and-so where? Because y'all don't see me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in that space. Mm-hmm. I'm not in that moment. I move how I move. I like my crowd. I like my friends. I trust me. I'm confident in what I do. I'm very on it. My discernment already told me that you don't like me.
Wow, so it is what it is.
Just keep it moving. Because I don't need all that. I say alone. I like being in my house alone.
Yeah.
I like going through every room, every door alone. I like doing that until I need that person beside me when it's time to get right. That I trust.
Do negative comments bother you?
They don't. If I see something like, if I'm on like the blogs and maybe do something that's not true,
yeah,
I'm like, it's not true.
Okay.
But I won't be in a space of having a whole day like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm lit, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, what are we talking about? Like, I'm pretty V.
Yeah.
Like, I'm lit. Like,
yeah.
The world haven't even seen me yet. Like,
yeah.
People don't even know what my name is. I have so much work to do. Like, that's what gets me back into it. And then my mom, little voice in my head, like, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
You know, my friend's voices, like, do you know you lit? Like, my videographer sent me a video of the pastor speaking to me, and my mom had her grand opening for their church. And he said some words of my life, and I wanted to see it. And I dropped down on the ground, and he just spoke. I didn't even know he was over me like that, because I was so much gone, you know, on the floor. But just to see those type of things, good things play in your mind when you know you're where you need to be.
Wow.
You're exactly where you need to be.
I believe it.
You're exactly where you should be.
Ooh, thank you.
You're sitting where you need to be. You're standing tall where you need to be.
Yeah.
Your feet is on the ground. You have no worries.
Yeah.
Girl, they talked about Jesus.
Yep.
They said they didn't believe in this man.
Wow.
They said this man can't work no miracles.
Wow.
Who is this man? He's not this, he's not that. And look how powerful his name is. Everybody say Jesus when it's time to land somewhere.
Okay.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Thank God. So you have no worries.
Yeah.
They're going to chat regardless of this.
Yeah.
They're going to say whatever they want to say. They're going to say something about me.
Yeah.
They're going to say something about you. They're going to say something about Quay. They're going to speak as you walk in this season.
Yeah.
Just walk the right way.
That's it.
And that's all you have to do.
Like, keep my eyes focused on him.
Yeah. Keep your eyes focused on him. Keep your eyes all over the place.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes every beside you, whatever. I don't play about phones. What we doing?
Yeah.
Because I don't play.
Yeah.
What that phone recording? What we doing?
How you be like, let me see a home.
Yeah, what we texting? What's that voice memo while I'm talking? Like, I want to know because things like that happen.
Yep.
Niggas be so petty.
Yep.
So you just have to ask God, like, show me how to move. Show me, continue to, show me what I need to do, so I could be a steward around everything that I do, over my money, over my career,
my relationships,
over the people that you're sending my way, because the help is coming.
Yep.
You got your team, but God's going to overflow you.
Yeah.
With people that want to see you on bigger platforms. So you have to know, like, please be that vessel for me, God. Like, be that person. So, like I said, I just move so different, because I've
learned a lot of that from you, though.
I can't do the
I've learned so much from you in that space.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, when you walk in a room, no, you demand that. If I walk into, you have a writer, right? You have a booking, and stuff on your writer is supposed to be in your dressing room. I walk in, I'm like, oh, it's okay. They forgot. V walks in, I'm not getting on the stage.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not getting on the stage until what's on my writer is in this room.
Yeah.
So I know you're missing the water, and I'll wait until the water gets here, and then I'll do my job.
Yeah.
I love that. You demand respect.
Yeah.
You demand it.
Yeah.
It's okay. All right. Yeah. No.
No.
Because then they constantly, constantly, constantly treat you like that. Can I talk about? Yeah. Are you going to announce? We can edit this out, but are you going to announce? When are you announcing?
Next week, right?
Okay, so this is going to be out after next week. Do you want to talk about it on here?
Well, hold on. Let's
think about it.
Think about it.
No? We don't have to talk about it?
No, right now.
Okay, not right now. Okay.
You're right, no, right now.
All right. You're like, give me a minute.
No, right, because one thing about it, though, we could do something else, not here, but we could like announce it.
Or do a video.
Maybe
okay,
go live.
Okay. She's doing something big.
We could do live and then let this drop. Because we may do it next week.
After.
Like,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's amazing. Oh, yeah. We're working on something that's really, really big.
God said, be quiet.
But, you see that?
This is not the time nor the place.
Wow.
You don't know who them boys is yet.
Please keep that part in.
The Holy Spirit said, oh, wow.
Yeah. Whoa. Shut it up. I'll okay, talk to a demon comes out of a bird. You have to know that. Spiritual sense. Y'all have to know that in a spiritual sense. Y'all have to know that in a spiritual sense.
In a spiritual sense. You are insane. I know you. And you, man. And when I just did that, that was a spirit.
Yeah. You have to know that.
Okay, well, she has an announcement. You will find out soon. It's amazing.
We've seen something yesterday that was blow minds.
My God.
That was a great thing.
My God.
Elaborate on
my
that.
My God.
Word. I mean, don't give too much, but
oh my God. Seeing you in that element, I'm so fucking proud of you. Proud of you. You pour into everybody else, support everybody else. But this, what you're going to announce is for you. Standing on your own too, on your own, doing it on your own, which you've always done.
Yeah.
But for the world to see it in this way.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's why I got emotional yesterday. I'm like, this is really my friend. Like, I can't wait to cover you. I can't wait to serve you. I can't wait to show up.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Every I can't wait. I have my walk.
Code red.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, but, God, I'm proud of you, man.
Yeah. I spoke about it with the team this morning. We was on our call. And then when I came here and my homegirl, like, put up her arm. She's like, I've got goosebumps.
Goosebumps.
She's like, I have goosebumps.
Because you kept saying, I'm so nervous. That's okay.
Yeah.
And you're going to do it nervous. And you're going to do
so
it
nervous.
Frazzled. And you're going to do it being anxiety, depression, fear. That's gone. We rebuking that. Nerves, that's okay. That's excitement that you want to do well. And when you do this, it's going to be phenomenal. It is going to change the way people look at Pretty V.
Wow.
It's gonna change the way.
Yeah.
It's gonna change the way people look at Pretty V.
Yeah.
She's not just on Instagram. No.
No.
Absolutely not. You know, so I'm trying not to say too much without saying no.
Okay, yeah.
But I'm so proud of you for fighting through, and that's what this is about. Resilience. You have fought through so much that even I don't know your whole story.
Yeah.
As long as we've been friends, there's still things that happen from childhood to now to your adulthood to college. I wasn't there doing all that.
Yeah.
I don't know, but you get up every time and the word of God is your sword.
Yeah.
That is how you fight. And you've taught me how to fight spiritually.
Yeah.
More, you know, so I'm just so fucking proud of this, man.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the day. I can't wait for it to be.
Yeah. Lit. It's going to be lit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just a different thing. And I know how that feels. Doing something new. Doing something on your own.
Yeah.
And having that nervousness and that little bit of fear. But that's, I'm like, anyways.
Yeah. I'm in a space to just, like I said, to when we were talking yesterday and going through, I'm just like, I'm in a space of really and truly just doing all things Pretty V.
Yeah.
Everything that's been on my little notepad, everything that's been on, in you know, on my computers, on my journals, you know, everything that's been prophesied over me, everything that I know that's been in my spirit and my heart to do, I'm just going to do it. You know, I'm just going to do it. There's no fear. Yeah, for sure. Nervousness comes.
Yes.
The back and forth battling. What should you do? You want it to be perfect. You want things to happen. But I want things to just be all things Pretty V.
Yeah.
So if that's the opening up this, if that's the doing this, if that's the coming out with another perfume line, if that's to do this, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's been a great experience to know, like, I got really whole live supporters that are willing to support. They don't care. Like, let's do it. What we got to look like, what we got to do.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what I'm doing in this season. I want people to know, like, my artistry means everything and to take my artistry serious.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah. It's not easy doing what we do.
What?
It's not easy.
Maybe.
Look, it's a not.
Resilience.
Yeah.
It's getting not. Up after every letdown, after every setback, after every fall down, after every tear, after every blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah.
Get back up.
It is not easy.
It's not easy.
It's not
People
easy.
Have no idea.
Yeah.
But when there's a calling over your life and you know that there's a calling, you know that there's an anointing, you just got to this is what it is.
This is what it is.
This is what he called me to.
This is what he called me to.
And it's what comes with it.
Yeah.
What's something before we get out of here, y'all? We gotta go. We're wrapping us up in that.
Yeah.
What is something you would try?
What is something that I would try again?
Mm-hmm. Anything. Something you've tried that you would try again.
Love.
You're so cute.
I would try love again.
Yeah.
I would try love again.
Well, yeah, I know you're not going to give up on love, V. You know you're going to get married.
Yeah, but trying love again, that's like...
Like for real. Like
for
we
real.
In it. We not just play it. Play. Yeah.
We okay. In it. We not play playing. Okay. We not try love.
Okay.
Okay. Like love. Like planning out what our life looks like.
Yeah. I think that too, like never had that deep, deep relationship like, as an adult. Like you 21, you 22. You
play, play, play.
Play, play.
Play, play.
What's something you would never try again? Like I tried this, I'm not doing that again.
Right. Having a whole bunch of friends.
Ooh, we.
I ain't never having no listen up friends no more. I'm good.
The
that
whole
was
game.
In college. To make sure everybody's straight. It
oh
was
my
over
God.
20 people.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
Narrow it down.
I've narrowed it down to about 4 or 5.
Yep.
And I love that.
Me too.
I won't try the whole baggage of friends.
Me too.
Different personalities.
Yeah.
Different people want what you have.
Different intentions.
Different intentions. Different people chatty. They become close.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't know what that energy is.
Wow.
You know, so if I'm in it, then that means I need to be in all areas.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to do that. I'd rather just have my 4-5 and I know what my 4-5 talking about. You know?
and if, I know my 4-5.
Yeah, I know my 4-5.
Yeah.
I know what my friends got going on.
I don't
need all that extra 1-2-3. I'm very overprotective of my people. So,
you
so,
are.
Yeah, I am.
Ooh, we, you were
excited. I'm so overprotective of my friends.
It's okay.
I love my friends.
I know.
You know, I love my friends, especially the ones that slide for me and ride for me.
Yeah.
I love my friends. Like, you know? Like, I'm overprotective of you. I know that you're not, like, used to the overprotection. I know you are because you have certain friends who don't play about you, right? But I'm overprotective of, like, you oversharing.
Yeah.
I'm like, B, stop telling people. Stop doing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, chill out.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
People don't even...
So they can prey on your downfall.
Like, yeah. I'm overprotective of that, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm overprotective of my friends. You know, I have each person I tell, like, I'm overprotective of your heart, billions. Tisha, I'm more protective that you do too much talking. Like, I'm that person.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like to, like, I want to shake y'all sometimes.
Because
I was shooken, you know?
Yeah.
I was shooken a lot. You know, I was that person too. I was
wake the hell up.
Running it up.
Yep.
I was doing too much. I had so many friends.
Yep.
I wanted to support so many friends. I didn't overdraft my account for friends in school.
Man.
I done did all that
to please
my friends.
Man.
I was people pleasing all over the place.
Man.
So I know what it looks like. I know what it sounds like. And I know what it feels like.
Wow.
So I get you, you know? And I think that's why our bond gets stronger because I'm able to, like you said, you don't know a lot. So I'm able to be like, girl, I've been there.
Yeah.
Let me tell you my story.
Yeah.
You know? So I think for me, I would never do the whole bag of friends anymore. And I would love to try love like in a way that it makes sense. It's music to my ears.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love you.
What about you?
I'm like, I love you.
Yeah. What about you?
Something I would try again. What would I try again? I can't steal yours.
Roll your hair back.
That is such a good one. You're rich.
Yeah.
Grow my hair back for sure.
I love that.
Something
hair.
I would try again is grow my hair back one day. V love my long hair. She's like, when you gonna dye it black?
Please.
Over the blonde. You over the blonde.
Because I never, the hair has, you have a short haircut with not black.
Jet,
that is
like
sexy.
If this was jet black.
Ooh, I'm screaming.
I would try again growing my hair out.
Are you going to do black?
V.
I need that black.
I do black. When I go black, growing it out. I'm not doing no more short. So black and then start the natural hair journey.
Yeah.
I would try that. I would try growing my hair out again.
Yeah.
For the 10th time.
Yeah.
Something I would never try again, trying to change somebody, whether it's a man, like a man popped up in my head first, trying to change somebody in a relationship. This is who they are. If they want to grow and elevate on their own, cool. If they're already on that path, I'm not pushing you into being somebody I want you to be or the potential I see in you. If you don't see it, of course you can water certain things and go on a walk. A journey with certain people, but I can't want it more than you. I'm not trying that again. I'm not.
Yeah.
Not with a nigga.
Yeah.
not with a family members, even, you know, my baby sister. I'm like, Jordan.
Yeah.
But it's like, Jordan,
no, any friends
Jordan, I don't want it for Jordan. You know,
do you want
friends? Do you want it?
Do you want it?
Yeah.
So my friends all the time, do you want to change?
Do you want to change?
Do you want to build yourself? Sweetie? Yeah. Because you keep calling off about the same
thing. I don't want to hear that again.
And then we do not know that all that is a transferable spirit.
Don't let that spirit jump on me.
In my
now that
gaze.
Spirit happened.
Yeah.
Now I'm confused. I can't sleep at night.
Yeah. It's in my ear gate.
I'm teeter-tottering.
Yeah. Yeah.
At midnight.
Now I'm thinking about what I got going on.
Now I'm talking. I'm doubting myself.
Yo, Lord. No, I'm not
doing that again.
Yeah.
So yeah. Thank you for coming back. We got 2 episodes. You're so goofy.
Yeah.
You know you're going to be a regular over here.
I know I am.
So like, what else are we going to talk about? Thank you for coming back to the Let's Try This Again podcast. I love you so much, Devonna.
I love how dope this is. It's like, so like, I can do whatever. I can wear my G-string. I can wear my G-string.
I can wear my freaking bra.
I know.
And underwear.
It's really
true. You came in a bikini.
I could have came in my robe.
You could have.
Next time, just have all your homegirls here. We could just do like
a sleepover episode.
Pizza, popcorn, all that.
Sleepover. We have to do pizza. We can do a little mukbang, sit on the floor, have our mic.
Keish, me, you, everybody, Shekana, Jordan.
Everybody.
Fair.
It's going to be, look, they're going to be crazy.
Crystal,
all these people on the mics. They're like, no, no, no.
Can y'all do like little portable mics, right?
Yeah. But it's just 10 people talking at once. Be quiet.
Then we have to just let
Sarah, y'all, you stop.
Like, you know, I love that. Or maybe just 2 people at your sleepover.
2 or 3.
We
can do like a little 3 little groups.
Yeah. Oh, that is so cute. I can see that.
See you next week.
For sure. Sleepover.
100%. All right, you guys. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Let's Try This Again podcast. Keep pushing forward, baby. Keep smiling. And remember to never, ever, ever give up. Don't forget to subscribe and share the podcast with everybody you know. Until next time, stay resilient. And remember, I love you guys so very much. Oh, if you're only listening to the audio, make sure you go to YouTube and also watch the visual. Why? Because at the beginning of every episode, there's a weekly vlog you don't want to miss.